You're to wear your life preserver, you hear?
Yes.
Oh, here. I meant to give you this.
What is it?
Mary Lou's allergic to bee stings. So if she gets the bee sting, she's to take one of these pills at once.
Oh, well, all right. Now, don't worry. We don't have many bees at the cottage.
You have a medical kit out there.
Oh, sure.
Look, we got so much junk out there, it's like a dispensary. In fact, is we could operate for appendicitis if needs be.
Well, I certainly hope you'll call a doctor for appendicitis.
Oh, Eleanor, he's just joking.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Now, I put in two sweaters and another warm jacket.
Eleanor, this is July. She's not going to the South Pole.
It's much chillier at a lake than in town, especially in the evenings. Would you see that she stays covered at night? She's so susceptible to cold.
Oh, yes. Well, it's cool at the lake, Eleanor, but it's not cold.
Mary Lou can catch a cold if she's in the slightest draft.
Come on, let's go.
Just a minute, Betsy. Well, Eleanor, I gave you our phone number at the lake. Now, please don't worry.
Oh, I'm not really worried. It's just that I do have to watch her.
Well, she'll be all right now, Eleanor. Stop your fussing. Probably do her good to get away from you for a while, Eleanor.
Goodbye, Eleanor. Now, don't worry, for goodness sake.
I wonder if Mary Lou should sit in the front seat. She always gets car sick in the back seat.
Eleanor, it's only 10 miles out there, for Pete's sake.
Well, she's never been away from home before.
Oh, Mother.
Well, I hope it's all right.
Of course it is.
Well, goodbye. Try to have a good time.
Oh, sweetie.
Goodbye. Tell you something else.
Oh, dear, please don't discuss it now.
Well, I guess, you know, I never realized Eleanor was such a nervous Nellie.
Well, I didn't either, but this is not the time to discuss it.
Oh, look! Look, girl! Up there! An airplane!
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Well, nothing, I guess.
An airplane's nothing new in their young lives, honey.
No, I guess not. I can remember when somebody said, look, an airplane, and we all watched it until it disappeared. I still do.
Well, what do you think? We're halfway, girls. Turn off at the next side road.
Can we go swimming tonight, Mommy?
No, it'll be really dark by the time we get to the cottage. I'll get you both to bed and then up bright and early in the morning. You can have a dip in the lake before breakfast. Oh, you'll have a wonderful time with us this weekend, Mary Lou.
I think I'm going to be car sick.
Oh, no, you're not, Mary Lou. You see, that's what I mean, the power of suggestion.
Open the window beside you, Mary Lou. You'll be all right.
Put the wind blower in your face, Mary Lou.
It's just nonsense, you know.
Mm, you all right, dear?
No.
Well, we don't have much farther to go.
Now, look, you just say to yourself, you are not going to be car sick.
Oh, Mary Lou!
Stop it, Claudia.
I can't stop right in the middle of the highway. I gotta find a place to pull over.
Well, never mind, Daddy. It's too late.
Stop at the next filling station. Well, it's nice to get to bed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I feel better after taking a quick dip in the lake, too.
Girls? Now, that's enough. I let you talk for 15 minutes. Now it's time to go to sleep. I don't want another word in there.
Well, I got the car all scrubbed out. Left the windows open.
Well, don't worry about it. I got some lavender sachet I can spray around in the morning.
You know, it was all Eleanor's fault. She put the idea in that kid's mind.
Well, now, some children just always do get car sick, dear.
Yeah. How's Mary Lou now?
Fine, just fine. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Good night, dear.
Funny, isn't it, how we always go to bed so early at the lake? Can you imagine us going to bed at 9 o'clock at home?
Yes. Well, the air is different out here, and it makes you sleepy.
Yeah. Well, have a nice sweetheart.
Good night, dear. No, Mary Lou, you're all right.
Grace, what's going on? What's the matter?
I want to go home.
Oh, for the love of Mike. What time is it, anyhow?
Midnight.
I told her she couldn't go home now. It's too late.
But Mary Lou, you're all right, dear.
She's homesick.
Look, Mary Lou, we're only 10 miles from home. Now, if you still want to go back to town tomorrow, I'll drive you home.
I want
to
go home now.
Oh, beautiful.
What's the trouble, dear? Betsy's here with you, and we're right in the next room.
It's all right, Mary Lou. This nothing to be scared of. I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. Dog and there's funny noises.
Well, what funny noises, dear? There's just crickets and frogs.
There, what's that?
Why, it's only an owl.
It's just an owl there, look. I'm laughing at me.
Now, look, Mary Lou, there's not a thing in the world to worry about.
I want
to
go home.
Well, we're not taking you home now.
Look, Mary Lou,
there's sit up there in the other room and keep the light on. Then maybe Mary Lou can go to sleep. And then the old Jesus sight on and sits where I can see her.
Oh, all right. You lie down then, both of you. I'll sit out here. Why don't you go on back to bed, dear?
Oh, no, no. You go to bed. I'll sit up for Pete's sake.
Mary Lou knows me better than you. I think she's scared of you.
Scared of me? Why should she be scared of me?
I don't know. Betsy said Mary Lou told her that.
Oh, that's fine. I scare little girls.
Is this all right now? Can you see me sitting out here, Mary Lou?
No. Move your chair over a little, please.
Oh, man. There. Is that better now?
Yes, thank you. I still don't know if I can go to sleep.
Mm. Well, you try.
I'll put you to sleep.
Both sit right here.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Are you going somewhere this weekend? Well, even if you're traveling light, there's no reason in the world to leave your interest in world affairs at home. Not when CBS News makes it so easy for you to keep in touch with important developments. CBS Radio's overseas correspondents in London, Cairo, Tokyo. They're at your fingertips on CBS Radio whenever big news stories break there. And in Melbourne, Ankara, and Rome. CBS News delivers them to your dashboard radio or portable whenever the news warrants it. Fill your weekends with as much activity as you like. Get as far out of town as your wanderlust may dictate. You can still go back to work on Monday morning fully informed as ever, if you've been listening to CBS Radio. Remember, CBS Radio brings you 35 up-to-the-minute news programs every weekend with the outstanding reports of such newsmen as Edward R. Murrow, Alan Jackson, and Douglas Edwards.
The phone, get it quick now before it wakes the girls. Hurry up, dear, it's our ring. Hurry up, get it.
2 o'clock in the morning. Who can be calling at this hour?
Now get it. What did you step on?
I stepped on.
Here, let me get a light. Get the phone, will you?
Oh, God.
Honey, you stepped on the shovel to Betsy's sand pail.
Oh.
Never mind, I'll get it. Don't hop around. You'll step on something else. Hello? Yes?
Oh,
my heavens, who is it?
Who is it?
Eleanor.
Eleanor?
Oh, no.
At 2 o'clock in the morning? She's crazy.
Yeah? Look quick. See if Mary Lou is in bed in there. Look and see if Mary Lou is in bed in there.
Where would she be? What?
Is she in there?
Yes, she's in there, for being safe.
Yes, she's in there, Eleanor. She's all right.
Why?
Yes? Oh, for heaven's sake.
What?
Yes, I understand.
What is it now? What's the matter?
Well, yes, I'm so glad you did. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, don't worry. Well, I'll call you in the morning, Eleanor.
What's going on, will you?
Yes, all right. Goodbye.
What?
She suddenly remembered she forgot to tell us that Mary Lou sleepwalks.
Huh?
And she was frantic that Mary Lou was going to prance down to the dock and walk right off into the water.
No such luck. That is nonsense. We'd have to sit up all night and watch her.
Well, you want the responsibility just in case she doesn't.
That's
down there.
Going home tomorrow. I don't care what. Or I am.
Quiet, or you'll wake her up now. We invited her for the weekend. Well, come on, let's make sure the doors are fast and tight. Maybe we could tie them with rope and push things in front of them, you know?
Yeah, then if there's a fire, nobody can get out.
Well, we could jump out a window with all these screens.
Yeah.
No trouble. Well, any way you look at it, I guess you won't get much sleep.
Oh, boy, this is going to be some holiday.
Now, push that chair in front of the door and then find a rope.
Oh,
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie and Barbara Myers and Dorothy Duckworth, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.